Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Leppert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Rudolph. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Don Rudolph. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame strikes out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Leppert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. There goes Skowron. The throw from McNairtney to second, and Skowron is out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards short. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNairtney for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame is called out on strikes. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hershberger for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Locke. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Locke steals second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney is walked intentionally. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0 for 1 in the game. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Landis reaches second base with a double. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skourin takes first base on ball 4. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King, who is chasing the ball. McGraw reaches third base with a triple. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGraw tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-2 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Brumley pinch hits for Don Leppard. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. Valentine moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Don Rudolph. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine scores. There goes Hinton trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 2-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Brumley now catching. Ron Klein now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landis is hit by the pitch. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.